Today, we're talking about drone attacks near Moscow, China's space advances, updates on sporting championships, and other top news for Wednesday, May 31st. Stay informed while remaining focused on Christ with the pour over. Here's the quote of the day. The beginning and the end of all Christian leadership is to give your life for others. Henry Nouwen. Let's get started with some espresso shots. Drone attacks continue to have Russia and Ukraine pointing fingers and air defenses. Moscow reported that multiple drones caused minor damage in a residential area. Russia's President Putin claims Ukraine was targeting civilians in a terrorist act and that air defenses handled the threat. Ukraine has denied involvement. The strike comes after a Russian drone attack on Kyiv, Ukraine, that killed one person. Russia has also issued an arrest warrant for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham after viewing a video of him saying Ukrainian military aid was the best money we've ever spent. The video, released by Ukrainian President Zelensky's office, appeared to stitch together comments Graham made throughout his conversation with Zelensky. In response, Graham tweeted, "To know that my commitment to Ukraine has drawn the ire of Putin's regime brings me immense joy." Our response to things largely outside of our control, like the war in Ukraine, should reflect our faith in Christ and be an encouragement to others. In the face of anxiety-inducing news, seek to reflect the peace of God, which surpasses understanding. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 say, "Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." China launched its first civilian astronaut into orbit Tuesday. The three-person crew aboard the Shenzhou 16 spacecraft included Gui Haichao, a professor from Beijing's top aerospace research institute, a tenured mission commander, and a spacecraft engineer. The three are headed for China's newly completed Tiangong space station, where they will replace the station's current crew. They won't just be moonwalking around. Their five-month mission includes scientific experiments and maintenance. The mission is a small step in China's pursuit of the giant leap of placing astronauts on the moon by 2030. The U.S. is looking lunar, too. America is aiming to put more boots on the moon by 2025. The competitive reach for the stars has been mostly friendly, with the U.S. spending capabilities and supply chain giving it an edge. Here's a verse to consider when marveling over the vast reaches of space and its origins. "He stretches the northern skies over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing." Job chapter 26, verse 7. For those anxiously waiting to know who the new NBA and NHL champions will be, you're almost there. Millions of left-out Canadian hockey fans are bummed, and literally dozens of American hockey fans are ecstatic that the Stanley Cup Finals start Saturday. Facing off are the Vegas Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers, each looking to hoist the Stanley Cup for the first time. There must be something in the water, or Atlantic. The Miami-based 8-seed Panthers play just 35 miles away from the 8-seed Miami Heat, who are also championship-bound. Monday, Miami crushed the Boston Celtics' hopes of becoming the first NBA team to ever bounce back from 0-3 to win a series. Miami, who played two extra games to make the playoffs, hopes to continue their improbable run against 1-seed Denver tomorrow. Sports can be a rewarding hobby and create valuable bonds, so long as it doesn't become an obsession. Keep your affections with Jesus, allow your hobbies to be hobbies, and keep everything in its proper place. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Keeping our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." This episode is sponsored by Lifeway.com. There are a lot of reasons to read a Bible. Private devotion, accidentally taking a Greek history class, scripture memorization, exercising your page-flipping fingers, and many others. No matter your reason, we recommend the CSB translation. Their team of translators expertly delivered on the vision for an English translation that placed equal value on fidelity to the original language and readability for a modern audience. Get 40% off all CSB Bibles at Lifeway.com. That's Lifeway.com, code TPO23. Check out the link in the show notes. In other brews, here's a rapid round of updates. The Biden-McCarthy compromise to raise the debt ceiling faces its first major test today, a vote in the House of Representatives. A block of 20 conservative lawmakers have vowed to oppose the bill, accusing Speaker McCarthy of accepting cosmetic tweaks while conceding transformative change. Many Democrats are also unenthused, but are expected to vote yay. Plans to finish knocking down an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, that partially collapsed Sunday, were put on hold after a ninth woman was rescued, sparking concerns more people may be trapped. No deaths have been reported. The city wants to demolish the building quickly, saying it's in imminent danger of collapse. On Monday, Sudan's military and rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces agreed to a five-day extension of their civil war ceasefire, but not much fire has ceased in key cities like Khartoum. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have been mediating and are signaling impatience. Since April, at least 866 civilians have been killed, thousands wounded, and over 1.3 million people have been displaced. Disney found the fifth highest-grossing Memorial Day movie sitting under the sea. The live-action remake of The Little Mermaid brought in $117.5 million domestically over the weekend, in line with expectations. Moviegoers believe live-action Ariel has the fins to be a classic, earning a 95% audience score, but she received a less splashy 68% from critics. That's all we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you're listening on the Apple Podcasts app, give us a 5-star rating and drop a review. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a follow and hit the notification bell to never miss a new episode. We appreciate your support and hope you have a great day. We'll see you on Friday.
Most social media sells your data, peppers you with ads, and curates divisive content. Not Tubu. Tubu is wholesome social media built and moderated with the whole family in mind. Choose social media that uplifts rather than drains. Check out Tubu, that's T-U-V-U, at the link in our show notes.